You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, November 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here, downtown Madison, Civic Media World Headquarters, intersection of State and Fairchild on what is a beautiful Boy George Day here across the state of Wisconsin. Blue skies, Sommers. Let's turn the camera on quick. What, maybe we can see the, no, it's still a little too bright to see the actual blue sky. Well, that's fine. It's, the sun is at a weird angle now. That it's
a little overexposed.
Well, and a lot of people have said during my broadcasting career that I was overexposed, just too much of Todd. But yes, but still a lovely day. Look, we had a bike rider there, a bike rider in downtown.
Stopping at the light.
Obeying the stoplight.
Two of them stopping at the light.
Nicely done, bike riders.
It's like a double rainbow.
Exactly what it is. Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. I have nothing against the bikers as long as they obey traffic signals. That's my only thing. Many thanks to Jane Matinair for being on hour one, in case you missed it. Host of Matinair on Air every morning, 9 to 11, with her co-host Greg Bach. Made the big announcement on her show today that she is retiring. Her decision, by the way. This is not a... We'd really like you to think about retirement. And they say, I think I could go a couple more years. No, this is, you know, it's not nothing like that. This was Jane's decision. She's known about this for quite a while.
If and anything, it's the opposite.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, yes. Are you sure? Yes. We'd be happy
right.
to keep you.
Yes, that's well said, Sommers. She would be welcome to stay on this network as long as she wants. But hey, you know what? You have a full career, 40 plus years in this business. She has earned the right to leave on her own accord and do other great things. And as she said, we're not going to let her get away that easy. She's going to take that microphone with her, and we will have her back on this program. So not the end of hearing Jane Matinair on this show, but certainly the end of her daily show coming up on the 12th of December.
So. I'm very grateful we'll still get to continue to hear her.
Me too.
Before the show, Todd and I were chatting, and I said, you know, I really wish that we worked in the same building as Jane.
Yeah, because we don't get to see her in person enough. I mean, it's lovely to see her over a camera. But I know, because I've had the honor and pleasure of getting to travel with Jane, and she's a lovely and fun. She's as real and funny in person traveling around as she is on the air. And also really smart, too. Knows a lot of stuff. So many thanks to Jane. We'll continue to have her on here the last 6-7 weeks of her broadcasting, a regular broadcasting career. She may still do some other things, podcasts or whatever, as we said, coming back on this program periodically as well. Coming up on this program today here in a bit, Doc Rivers, normally speaking on sports, right? Head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, spoke out over the weekend on SNAP benefits, the ending of those. By the way, the Trump administration announced today that they're going to partially restore those, but there's not a timeline. So look, I'm not getting too excited about anything on the positive side until I see something happen. But at least they made an announcement they're going to try to restart partial SNAP benefits. But Doc Rivers spoke out over the weekend, and we'll hear from him and also, again, tell you about some people, Wisconsinites, who are stepping up on the positive side. People putting the politics and say, hey, I'll let the politicians fight it out. We're just good old Wisconsinites going to help out our friends and neighbors. So we'll play our talk a little bit about that as well. Jim in Brookfield. Hi, Todd. What is a Boy George Day? Jim in Brookfield. Thank you so very much for asking. It comes from my former colleague at WRCO, Brian Kennedy, WRCO news director. And on a day like today, we would have the 4 o'clock or the 4:30 afternoon news. And it was like a short, just like a 3-minute, 5-minute newscast. And on a day like today, and Brian Kennedy would do the weather. And I remember him saying a couple of clear skies like this, perfect temperatures. He would say gorgeous George, a gorgeous George day, because he was a boxer, gorgeous George.
Oh, and I guess so over time it has morphed to gorgeous boy George.
And I morphed it into gorgeous boy George.
Who, day. Different person.
Different person. But same idea. You see, because you can't spell gorgeous without George. So it's the way I spell. But the bottom line, Jim, it's a gorgeous day, all right? That's the bottom line. Brian Kennedy, WRCO News. We should have just ended the show right there. But no, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact. Let's go.
Oh, Wisconsin. Your hillsides and your plains.
That's right. Time once again for another Wisconsin fun fact. On November 3rd, 1911, the first vocational school opened in Racine. Reportedly, there was one Kringle to commemorate the occasion, and three people were hospitalized as a massive throng climbed over one another to get to their piece. I did not know that. It's true about the thing in Racine.
At least the first thing.
Yeah, the first part was true.
You know, stay safe out there, guys. Don't skimp on the favorite pastries.
Right, and you got O&H Kringle down there in Racine, one of our great Civic Media sponsors. We've had their Kringle on the show. We've taken it with us with Jane and Greg and I when we traveled around the state. So people love their Kringle, especially down there in Racine.
Nothing beats a fresh Kringle.
Nothing beats a...
Except more fresh Kringle.
Can't beat it with a stick, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Now, this is great. I want to get right into this. Because just when you think we, the Wisconsin sports fans, cannot love Giannis Antetokounmpo anymore, the Greek freak, as several people know him, part owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, great humanitarian. His wife's a great humanitarian. He told this story last week or over the weekend after a Bucks game. He is out there keeping us safe. You understand? This is a real story from told by Giannis Antetokounmpo about his visit to a pick and save.
Did you get the black eye today?
No, actually, I was in pick and save, right? So while I was checking out my grocery, there was this guy that was about to snatch a purse from a lady. So I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? Stop. So I went and grabbed him, and he kind of turned and elbowed me in the eye. But then I grabbed him, put him on the floor, took the purse, gave it to the lady. And then the lady was safe. I paid for her groceries, too, because she was in shock and stuff. Then, the police came and took the guy, took him into custody. So after that, I just went back home. Did some 3 minutes to get numb.
Wow.
That is one of the best stories I've ever heard. And if you could, the reporter asked him, they said, how did you get the black eye? Because Giannis had a black eye. And they asked, how did you get the black eye? And Giannis tells this story. Isn't it fantastic that Giannis shops himself a pick and save? He hasn't got people to do that. Just like the Packers up in Green Bay, Giannis Antetokounmpo is out there shopping a pick and save. Not a Trader Joe's. He's shopping a pick and save. And so he's there, and he sees some dude stealing a purse from a woman. And he goes over and puts the guy in a headlock, and the guy elbows Giannis. And so Giannis gives him a swift one and gets the purse back. The authorities come, arrest the would-be purse snatcher, and then Giannis pays for the woman's groceries because she's so shooken up about the whole thing. And then he ends the story by saying, and after that, I went home and I took a nap.
this attempted perpetrator does not have a very strong survival instinct.
No.
Because there are multiple times in that story where if you're thinking of doing some funny business, you look over and you see, even if you don't know who Giannis is, you see big guy.
Right.
You're like, maybe now's not the time. Then big guy tries to put you in a headlock. Don't fight back. Just don't resist. You're only going to get hurt. At least that's my instinct.
Yeah, right. I mean, the guy, the perp, as they say, the perpetrator, the perp was not very smart. As
clearly.
You, yeah, clearly. I mean, I've never seen him in person, but those I have, he's just, obviously he's very, very tall, but there's not like an ounce of fat on this guy. He has like an amazing physicality to his muscles and just, you know, but he also has a heart of gold, obviously. And so, no, don't get in a fight with Giannis.
He is a freight train.
Right? But just, and also the fact that to Giannis it was so matter of fact. That's why
it is great.
You know that it's not made up because, yeah, you know, I was down shopping at Pick and Save and, you know, I saw this guy trying to steal a purse. So I just wouldn't let it happen. And then after all that, he just goes home and takes a nap.
You know, whatever you got to do.
I love everything about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Me too.
He just seems, I know, like I say, I never met him. I don't know him, but he just seems like an enormously nice person, good-hearted person, somebody who loves Milwaukee, somebody who is despite reports on ESPN, is invested in Milwaukee. And look, none of us know what tomorrow's going to bring, right? And so I'm going to take him at his word that he is, for now, today, as we sit here, invested in staying at the Bucks in Milwaukee. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? But this guy loves Milwaukee because a lot of people forget very few NBA teams wanted to draft or take Giannis when he was a kid. They thought he was this tall, gangly guy, you know, that was from Greece, had a funny accent. But the Bucks took a chance. And, you know, and the rest is history. And Giannis has repaid that kindness. And replayed the loyalty, which is something that I really love. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on Giannis and his grocery store visit to Pick and Save. That's the other thing you got to love about Wisconsin. You go to Green Bay, you can see Packers shopping. You go to Milwaukee, Pick and Save, and you can see Giannis Antetokounmpo shopping. Let's go to the phone lines. Charles in Milwaukee on WAUK. Yeah. Charles, about a minute or so left. Go ahead.
Hey, so when the Bucks won, after the Bucks won a championship, when Giannis had went to Chick-fil-A and got the chicken nuggets, mm-hmm. My sister was at a gas station and was like, man, I wonder if Giannis is in there. Surely enough, he was. And she went to go run toward him. A bodyguard pushed her back, and he told the bodyguard to the security person to step back. And came up and gave my sister a big hug.
Wow, that's super cool. So he really is that nice a person based on your sister's interaction.
Yes. Yep. Wow,
that's amazing. Thanks, Charles. Really appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. That's part of why we love being Wisconsinites, right?
Same thing with Jordan Love, by all accounts.
Yeah, I mean his birthday, even though the Packers, you know, didn't do real well in the field yesterday. It was Jordan Love's birthday, turned 27 years old. And all these people were making analogies that Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers were all 27 when they won their first Super Bowl for the Packers. And Jordan Love turned 27 yesterday. They lost the game, but according to Michael Parsons' brother, Jordan Love took the entire team out and paid for dinner last night.
Nice.
How about that for a guy? Come on back. We'll play a little What's Worse and talk or hear from Giannis's coach, Doc Rivers, on SNAP benefits and what he thinks going on in Wisconsin. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, November 3rd. That's what I'm talking about. Boy George. A little come on, chameleon. Roger, listening in Stevens Point on WFHR, our great station out of Wisconsin Rapids. I've got earlier in the show, I said it was a Boy George gorgeous day. It was a take on Gorgeous George kind of day. Anyway, Roger, quick thinker, says, did you hear Boy George's pet lizard bit three people? He needs a calmer chameleon.
I thought that was pretty good.
That was hilarious. Well done, Roger. I love those kind of jokes. That's a calmer chameleon. Well, let me guess. Let me guess, Summers. Let's play this. When did that song come out? Karma Chameleon. I'm going to say
Karma Chameleon.
Karma, whatever. I'm going to say 1986.
Nope.
Oh, darn.
1983.
Really? 83?
You were close.
I thought it was while I was in the high school. So 83, I would have been in middle school. Wow. Or maybe Bob Nugent, sixth grade. I saw Bob Nugent at a funeral recently, but he's doing fine. He's my sixth grade teacher, Robert Nugent. Great guy out there in Richland. We're going to be in Richland County on Friday doing the show out there at WRCE, talking about the driftless economy. Also, Brandon Ewing, set your VCRs. Brandon Ewing, brother of Brady Ewing, is going to be on the show on Friday as well. Brady usually comes on, a two-time Big Ten champion, 3 years in the NFL. He has another appointment. He's going to be in the woods deer hunting. I've been left for a deer hunter. But no, this will be great because Brandon is equally as talented high school basketball coach, and he's going to be in talking about sports and also kind of the impact sports has on kids in the driftless area. So that'll be great as well. All right, 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 News Talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. All right, this, in the words of Mike Lucas, timely indeed, really is. Because you have to look at you really need for the people watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, on the stream. The graphic says it all. Today's category, disappointment or frustration. What's worse, disappointment or frustration? What's worse? And the graphic, the card for this, CP has outdone himself. Disappointment is a goofy picture of Wisconsin head football coach Luke Fickell. He is representing disappointment. And on the other side is head coach of your Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, who represents frustration. So, disappointment or frustration? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you could text us at the old Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Your Apple or Android device, simply go to your app store. Go to your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Gail was not at the desk this morning.
That's concerning.
I hope it's just she's, you know, taking some time. I hope she's not renegotiating her contract. Anyway, disappointment or frustration. That's the category. What's worse today? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And I can tell you that over the years, I have been the source for other people of both these things.
Well, who hasn't?
Disappointment and frustration. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
One of the worst things you can hear.
Mm-hmm. What's worse, disappointment or frustration? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call or a text.
One thing that is helpful for me in figuring these out, because these are so close, is the dictionary definitions. So here.
Oh, very good. We go right to the dictionary desk.
From the Oxford Dictionary for both of these. Disappointment is sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hopes or expectations.
Mm.
So it's more sadness, more being resigned, whereas frustration is, quote, the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve something. So very similar, but according to the definitions, disappointment is more sadder, you're feeling resigned, whereas right. frustration is more anger.
I think that's really good, and that represents our graphic card, because I think people are more resigned to the fact that the Badger football team is just not going to get better, where with the Packers and LaFleur, there's more disappointment, or probably more frustration, because you know that they have the ability to do better.
Right.
So, well done in the old All-Ball Show graphics department there. Matt, listening on WMDX in Madison, but Matt is in Middleton. Matt says, frustration is worse, as I tend to break stuff and get very razzled, as disappointment is part of life and easier
to get over.
I think. All right, that's very insightful of Matt. Well done. Do you ever break things when you're like frustrated?
No.
Yeah.
I know. No, I don't think I ever have, except maybe when I was like really little. Oh, I'm yeah. sure small
a toddler
child
or whatever. But. Sure. Frustration or disappointment? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Take your phone calls, more texts, and talk about SNAP benefits in the state of Wisconsin. And hear from head coach of the Bucks, Doc Rivers. He's getting into it. You'll hear his comments. But first, a little farm news with Pam Yonke and her team, Midwest Farm Report. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin, along with Boy George on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Now here you go. Before we get back into what's worse, news you can use. Now, there's a lot of networks and stations out there giving you a jibber-jabber on politics, whatever, anything. Here now, news you can use. All right? And somehow, I know how it happened. I've been tagged as an influencer, which I'm not, by Culver's. Because I posted because I posted that one thing up in Viroqua where the Chick-fil-A guys drove in with their big Chick-fil-A vans and ate at Culver's, and I videotaped it and posted it. And, you know, let's be honest, I know people on the inside at Culver's. And after that, they tagged me as like an influencer for Culver's. So I get some inside information once in a while. Now, I've just received the inside information, Zommers.
Are you allowed to share this?
Yes. I mean, yes. For a limited time only, at Culver's now, Wisconsin cheddar cheese and mac side.
Ooh.
You can get a side of Wisconsin cheddar cheese and mac, limited time only at Culver's.
Now. This is news.
Now that's why you tune into the Todd Allball Show. Because you get news you can use.
Well, I know what I'm doing for dinner Wednesday.
I was just going to say, I know what I'm doing for dinner tonight. I'll report back tomorrow. Anyway, we're right in the middle of what's worse, disappointment or frustration. There'll be no disappointment with that macaroni and cheese, I'll tell you that. Disappointment or frustration, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dolores, listening in Madison on WMDX. Dolores, disappointment or frustration, what's worse?
Well, I was very disappointed this weekend after the Toronto loss.
Yeah, me too.
I was really looking forward for the win.
I hear you.
And disappointment for me is worse.
Are you by nature a Blue Jays fan, or you just didn't like the Dodgers?
Well, I don't like the Dodgers, and I was rooting for Toronto because the Dodgers, you know, took the chance for the Brewers to go to the major league. So I was rooting really hard for Toronto, and I thought, who knows, if the Toronto wins, they may have 100% tariffs, you know, because they won. But
I'm with you, Dolores.
They don't have to worry about tariffs, extra tariffs, you know, because they lost.
I'm with you, Dolores, all the way on that. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in, Dolores of Madison, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ollie up in the North Woods, listening to WBZH up in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Ollie, disappointment or frustration? What's worse?
Well, you said something that made me think that you had been the source of both frustration and disappointment.
For other people, yes. That's 100% true.
Yes. Well, I realized that I was the disappointment.
For who?
Because I was the three strike baby, you know.
Oh, really?
And my younger sister was the frustration because she was the last baby and she still wasn't a boy.
Oh, now come on, so, I bet your parents loved you, but sometimes.
So Dad had to be stuck with five girls.
Be five girls.
Outnumbered by five girls in the family.
Wow. Now I feel bad for my brother-in-law, his wife, my sister, and two. So he's the only male in a house of three females, but boy, being five, that trying to get to the bathroom would just be terrible.
That's right.
Oh, I appreciate you, Ollie. Have a great great afternoon up there in the North Woods. Appreciate your call.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
What's worse, disappointment or frustration? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the stream on YouTube, PJ says, disappointment. I knew from the beginning that Luke Fickell was a bad choice for the Badgers. Disappointed that UW hired him. Because that's on the card, if you're watching on the stream, Luke Fickell representing disappointment and Matt LaFleur representing frustration, and Zahmer's definitions earlier went right along with that.
Right, where disappointment is more of a sad, resigned reaction to not achieving a goal, whereas frustration is more of an angry, actively upset reaction.
Because you know they could do better.
Right.
Yeah. Kurt in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW, the tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, simply says frustration is worse. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate you listening up there in the Chippewa Valley. Len in Madison on WMDX says, personally, frustration is usually worse for me as I often self-directed, and my disappointment is usually a sad, empathetic feeling about others. That's very deep, but very good. Tom, listening in New Berlin on WAUK, says frustration is worse. Disappointment you can learn from. Anger never goes well. Well, that's a good way to look at that. What else do we have here? Anything? I think we're caught up, more or less. All right, very good. Zahmer's frustration or disappointment, what's worse?
I think I'm going to say frustration is worse because that active anger, it can be more destructive. I don't mean I'm going and breaking stuff, but it can, you know, it's easier to say things you don't mean if you're frustrated. And as somebody who has had diagnosed like depression for a long time, I know how to deal with disappointment and work through that easier.
I'm going to, for me personally, I'm going to say disappointment is worse because your definition was helpful, because it's just a resigned feeling. And usually I get disappointed in people because I expect the best of people and then they let you down. And you're just resigned. Well, this isn't going anywhere.
And so
with frustration, I might in the moment be hard, but I know there's potential that things will work out or it could be improved or it could get better. But disappointment, you're just like, yeah. I'm just resigned to the fact that this is where we're at.
I may have that perspective on a lot of things right now. Say but, disappointment. You know.
All right. That's a great another edition of What's Worse. Tune in tomorrow in hour number two for another edition. Want to move to SNAP benefits running out for most 700,000 Wisconsinites over the weekend. And different reports here this afternoon, by the way, on the Trump administration is looking at restarting at least a portion of those SNAP benefits. This according to the Associated Press this afternoon. One second, let me pull this up here for you. The Associated Press saying President Donald Trump's administration said today that it will partially fund SNAP benefits for November after two judges issued rulings requiring the government to keep the nation's largest food aid program running. U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, had planned to freeze payments starting on November 1st because it said it could no longer keep funding during the governmental shutdown in Washington. Goes on to say the program serves more than 1 in 8 Americans. And to step away from the story, we've learned, of course, our program and others, that there are lots of great folks across the state who are in agriculture, who are working retail jobs, who are working all kinds of jobs and trying to do whatever they can to support themselves, but still need a little extra help with SNAP benefits. It used to be called food stamps. Now it's called SNAP benefits. So the narrative that, oh, it's just, you know, quote unquote, lazy people using this, simply not true. Not true. And so here's why I'm not getting too excited about this right now, because it's the Trump administration. And they'll say a lot of stuff, as you heard on 60 Minutes last night, a lot of things to get people to believe certain things, but the proof is in the pudding. So forgive me if I'm a little not too excited about this announcement until I see something. Proof is in the pudding. Here's something. Doc Rivers. We had Joe Thomas on, former Badger and NFL Hall of Famer, in hour one. We didn't have him on the show. We've had him on the show before, but we played his clip that he put out, his post on Instagram, Joe Thomas did, over the weekend. Very calm, very thoughtful, very nonpartisan, but firmly calling out Donald Trump on trying to flood the U.S. beef market with Argentinian beef. And Joe Thomas says, look, as a guy who's been beef farming since 2018, simply not helpful, and in the long term is going to make things worse. Factual. And he's not a guy, Joe Thomas, that gets involved in a lot of politics. And again, to make clear, he wasn't overtly making it partisan political. He was just saying this does not make sense. And now we have Doc Rivers, coach for the Milwaukee Bucks, who, again, normally doesn't get into partisan politics, but here were his comments over the weekend in Milwaukee, Doc Rivers, on SNAP benefits ending.
Hey, I don't want to get political, but I am. And this one is not political. It's the SNAP programs around the country, and especially in Wisconsin, because that's where I'm at right now, are going to get delayed. And this is for Republicans and Democrats. We're talking about kids not getting food, and that should never happen. I don't want to hear about people who are cheating the program and all that crap. A 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid is cheating nothing, and we are going to cheat the kids if we don't take care of this. And our Republicans and Democratic senators and in the government have not done their jobs. And so the problem is the kids have to pay, and that's ridiculous, right? I think everyone, you know, there's food banks, there's all kinds of places we can donate money. We should, I can tell you that. I'm telling my players too, I'm asking everyone too, and this should not be a political thing. This should not be about being a Republican or a Democrat right now. This is about our kids. And finally on that, truancy and hunger are the two biggest issues for kids learning in school, literally. They have proven that a kid can be in the worst area in the world, literally the worst area, but if he can just get to school and eat, he can learn. And so we have to make sure that we feed our kids, and
Doc
we
Rivers,
can grab all the other stuff, figure it out all later. But
Doc Rivers, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, and applause to him for using his platform. Other people in influential places do this. First time I've heard it from a Bucks coach. So props to Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks for speaking out on this and calling it what it is.
I think he spoke very eloquently and said exactly what it is. This shouldn't be a partisan issue, and kids aren't cheating the system. We're cheating the kids if we don't give them food.
100%. And the fact that truancy and hunger are two of the biggest problems kids face. We've heard our friend Earl Ingram on this program talk about those same things. As someone who works with his community, who works in Milwaukee Public Schools, has said the same thing over the years on this network. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're going to come back and give you more details. Because, again, what can we do as Wisconsinites today to affect real change? Certainly making calls and sending emails to legislators, that's fine and that's important. But none of us, in my opinion, are going to really influence those people. But what we can do is what Doc Rivers said. Give cash to reputable food pantries and food banks. Go and volunteer. Drop off donations. We're going to tell you, for our listeners on WAUK in Milwaukee and Waukesha, where you can do that and find other places in your neck of the woods across the state. We are all in this together. Come on back. Give me details. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is in beyond the loss yesterday by the Packers, which was rough, to say the least. Much more concerning, in my opinion, is the loss of Tucker Kraft, great running back for the Pack, out for the season now, as the Packers confirmed this afternoon that he has a torn ACL. He will miss the remainder of the season. So Mike Clemens, nobody covers the Packers better than our own Mike Clemens. He'll continue to bring us the latest on that. And of course, the Wisconsin men's basketball team, the Badgers, kick off the regular season tonight at the Kohl Center, just down the street from where we are at right now. 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off for the Kohl Center. The always tough Campbell Camels are in town. Now watch me being smart. They'll probably knock Wisconsin off tonight. I don't think so. But you never know. You never know. That's their mascot, the Camels. And I'm hoping, just like the Zora Shrine Circus, that they come in with the Zora Shriners, their little hats with the fez hats and the tassels, and they come in riding a camel. That'd be great.
That would be beautiful.
It would be. I'd be all for it. You can hear the game tonight on WRCE in Richland Center, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and Zomers, I forget, Amory, is it? I believe as well. Maybe.
I'll check.
Anyway, I'll get check. You can also find it on the Civic Media app for free. So go to WRCE, WFHR tonight, 6:30. Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the call. I think the Badgers are going to have a great year. Yes, it's WLAK as Zomers helps me out in Amory as well. So Amory, Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids, or on one of those stations for free on the Civic Media app. I think the Badgers, I feel good. I think they're going to surprise some people. Not ready to say they're going to compete necessarily for the regular season crown, although I think they'll be in that top four regular season category like they usually are. I think they could make a deep run in the tournament. Harder to make these kind of predictions or look ahead with all the NIL and transfer and everything else, but I'm going to say that Badgers get to at least the Sweet 16 this year and maybe beyond. So that is my prediction. We'll see if it holds true. Talking about SNAP benefits here in Wisconsin. Oh, then after Mike Clemens and the sports report, stay tuned on Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6, followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. So SNAP benefits running out over the weekend for about 700,000 Wisconsinites from all different vocations and parts of the state. Trump administration saying this afternoon, according to the Associated Press, that they're going to restore partial benefits, whatever that means. And I'm just not getting too excited about it until I see results. So I'm going to assume that there aren't, until I see otherwise, SNAP benefits are not enforced or not available right now. So it's up to each of us across the state to do our part to try to help out our friends and neighbors. And here now, a great article we put in the show notes. Zomers will have it for you from Anna Kleiber from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend. SNAP benefits are running out. Here's how you can help. And there are all kinds of great places where you can donate non-perishable food items in Milwaukee County for our listeners on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha area. You got City Hall, the county courthouse, the Ziedler, pardon me, Municipal Building, the Marsha P. Coggs Health and Human Services Center, Hillview Hall, Pfizer Forum. Talk about the Bucks helping out. Heard from the head coach, Doc Rivers, earlier. All Milwaukee Public Schools, all Milwaukee Police Department districts, all City of Milwaukee Public Library branches, and Mason Temple Church. And now this goes for also Kinship Community Center is seeing a big demand for food right now in the Milwaukee area. And I think for a lot of us, whether we're living in small towns or large, either it's a church or it's a community organization that runs a food pantry. And people say, well, what should I be? What's acceptable? And here now they put together Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here are proteins that you should, that are yes items. Canned or pouch tuna, salmon or chicken, canned beans, dried beans and lentils, nut butter, peanut butter, almond butter, etc., nuts and seeds, although you might want to separate those out, you know, just for people with allergies, canned soup, stew, chili, and curry, beef jerky, fruits and vegetables, canned vegetables, canned or dried fruit in juice, water, or water, not syrup, canned tomatoes, tomato sauce and paste, applesauce. These are all things that you should or can donate to food pantry. Rice, pasta, oats, cereal, popcorn kernels. Pantry supplies like cooking oil, spice, herb blends, condiments, coffee or tea, honey. You know, we've baking ingredients like flour, sugar, because, and also some food banks, not also check, accept personal care or household items. Says, while these aren't covered by food assistance programs like SNAP, many people struggling with food insecurity also struggle to afford personal care and household items. Now, that's really important. You got babies, diapers. You got women that might need feminine products. You've got toothpaste, deodorant for both men and women. So don't forget things like that as well.
Also, a quick note from one of my friends has a family member who works at a food pantry. Check with your local food pantry, ask them, but many times donating money is the best thing you can do because right. They have access to special bulk pricing.
Great, great point, Summers. Also, here are things not, these are things don't donate to food pantries. Things that need refrigeration, obviously expired food, leftovers, baked goods, because baked goods don't have a long shelf life. So also deer hunters, you can donate to the deer donation program and your ground venison as well. So don't forget that as we're in bow season and soon to be gun deer season across the state of Wisconsin as well. Many thanks to Jane Matinair. Matinair on air every morning from 9 until 11. We'll be back tomorrow with Brittany Carloni from Wisconsin Watch. Looking ahead to, yes, the 2026 elections and much more. For Zomers, I'm Todd Allball saying thanks for joining us. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Donuts next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.